He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done?
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Getting back to the infrastructure bill, what happens if it doesn't pass in July 19, that time period when Schumer is going to put it in? Well, that is supposedly bipartisan. That will mean that Moscow Mitch blocked enough Republicans to stop the override of the filibuster. It will also mean that Manchin and Sinema would not go along with budget reconciliation, certainly for the so-called soft infrastructure. Maybe Manchin and Sinema will go for budget reconciliation on the hard one. Seems to me anybody in his right mind's got to say, we know roads have to be updated continuously, but certainly every 40 years isn't too much to ask for highways, bridges, airports, water systems. How about putting in broadband? It's like rural electrification under Franklin Roosevelt back in the 30s. What was that, 90 years ago? A lot of people didn't have electricity around the country. Now everybody has electricity. They're going to look at us 90 years from now saying, how can you possibly have excluded almost half the country from decent internet and cell service? Are you kidding me? Of course, the technology will change and they'll be taking a signal off a ring on their finger then. But the truth of the matter is we need, just like rural electrification, we need rural broadband. And that would pay for this thing. And if Moscow Mitch screws this up, I'll tell you, Sinema and Manchin at least have to agree to go budget reconciliation for hard infrastructure. If they don't do that, claiming they want bipartisanship, we don't have a Democratic majority. And then we keep fighting. And then plan B, we have got to keep the Senate in 2022 with a few seats to spare. In other words, two seats to spare. You need 52 of them. So if Manchin and Sinema knife us, then we got it covered anyway. That means we got to beat Ron Johnson. If we don't beat Ron Johnson, talk about a vulnerable guy, he's the most vulnerable guy in the Senate, then I don't see how we're going to get 52 seats. We'll be lucky to keep 50 seats. Because remember, we have Raphael Warnock running in Georgia, where they've taken people off the voting rolls and passed restricted voting provisions, where you're going to have, if you give somebody water in line, it's a felony. The votes are going to be counted by the Georgia legislature, gerrymandered, illegitimate Georgia legislature. Raphael Warnock is a good man. He's going to have his work cut out for him getting reelected there. We have to hold that seat. We have to hold a lot of other seats. The two seats that we can flip and get to 52 and make Manchin and Sinema irrelevant are Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania, purple state, leaning blue. Pat Toomey, the incumbent Republican, moderate, on his way out. Still a Republican, still no good as far as his votes. We can flip that seat, and we can flip Wisconsin. And if we hold everything else, then we have 52, and we get rid of Manchin and Sinema as obstructions. We use them as they're willing to give us a vote. But if we don't do that, Moscow Mitch gets back in as majority leader. Biden shut down for the last 2 years. Democratic Party shut down for the last 2 years. And what they hope is to restore a Trump presidency. Now, let me tell you something, how bad the Trump presidency was. There's an anecdote floating around that I had not heard before. It's priceless. Trump's own aides, the people most loyal to him, his own aides, often referred to the Oval Office as the Star Wars bar. You know, the bar in Star Wars where you get some very strange rangers, very, very unusual people, or humanoids from all over the universe. Might have a guy with a horn in the middle of his forehead and all that. That is what the Trump Oval Office was like. And think about it. You had this Mike Mandel, the pillow guy, and Sidney the lawyer. And then people like Stephen Miller and this one and that one. These are people who would not normally be invited into the Oval Office in any administration, including Republican, Democrat, or any other. not in the Bush administrations, not Reagan, not Clinton, not Obama, nobody. You don't have these rank amateurs, conspiracy theorists, and that's what he had. If we go back to that, you're going to find us busting up NATO again and the EU, Putin taking all of Ukraine, Putin starting to menace Poland, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, China rising in the Pacific, and you'll have Trump in there and a cabinet stealing as much money as they can get their hands on. I don't think he's going to run again. I think he's been badly damaged by these New York prosecutions and also by slight deviations from cultism by some of the people around the country, like DeSantis. He was cheap, but he's a chief Trump cultist, and even he starting to disassociate himself, stayed away from Trump's latest rally down there, claimed he had work to do. But I'll tell you what, a lot depends whether Biden is a two-year president, a four-year president on the 2022 elections. And what I'm talking about on infrastructure, the Republicans will block him with a filibuster, even if a lot of them are hurting their own constituents. You know, this is going to produce tens of thousands of very high-paying union jobs, very good jobs, rebuild the whole country, all over the country in every state. But they're willing to sacrifice that. They're willing to sacrifice that to make Biden look terrible at last right now, and then they win the 2022 elections. That's what's going on. Come on. That's what's going on. And the funny thing is, the sad thing is, if it passes over their votes, they will go back and boast about it anyway. They will go back to the trades in their state and say, look what we brought you. Somebody raises their hand and say, but didn't you vote against it? Yeah, but that was on a technicality. And basically we made sure it got through. And people fall for it. How about opening your ears and your minds? Open your ears and your minds. Tell you what, Rudy Giuliani, license just yanked in Washington in addition to New York. So those are two important bars to practice in. The bars in New York and Washington, D.C., and he can't practice in them right now. But he's out stumping in Missouri for a Senate candidate named Greitens. Remember him? Former Green Beret, former governor of Missouri, who had to step down because of the following improprieties. He was accused by he has a taste for putting her over his knee, lifting up her skirt and spanking her, and photographing it, videoing it, and then threatening to send it to her husband and to everybody, posting on the internet if she complains. Now, this is Missouri. Okay. But, you know, Missouri has standards. Remember, Missouri is the show me state. Harry Truman was from Missouri. Harry Truman did not grab waitresses, put them over his knee and spank them and video it. Okay. This guy Greitens is one of the front runners for the Republican nomination for the Senate. And Giuliani's stumping for him, having just had his license yanked in Washington, D.C. This is the Republican Party. And this is not the Republican Party of Eisenhower or Reagan, believe me. And certainly not of Lincoln. But this is what it is. So let's face up to it. And if you're a Republican or independent, deal with it. Do something about it. Clean it up. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. And it's short time to get there. I'm eastbound to watch old bandit run.